on becoming ripe. In the terminology we have been using in AYP, ripe means relational, which is the increasing presence of abiding inner silence, the witness, blending in relationship with all aspects of our daily life, including our self-inquiry into who or what we are. Before this, our thinking, feeling, and action will be something like unripe fruit, missing that liberated fullness and radiant inner sweetness that is known when we experience ourselves to be the doer who is beyond all manifestations of doing in the realm of time and space. We know when a piece of fruit is ripe, often just by looking at it, or by its sweet scent, and surely when we bite into it. Likewise, those who are knowledgeable and would teach us the way of Advaita Vedanta, non-duality and self-inquiry, will be able to tell whether we are ripe for it or not, and will interact with us accordingly. At least they should be able to. It is an essential distinction, not only for advancing our spiritual progress, but also for our well-being in everyday living. If we are ripe, the methods of self-inquiry will be able to help us a lot. And if we are not ripe, the wisest course will be to engage in deep meditation and other practices that will bring us steadily into ripeness, leading to unity. Teachers who offer uncompromising approaches to unity via the immediate destruction of ego may do more harm than good if their methods are forced prematurely on the unripe aspirant. More importantly, the aspirant will either tolerate such teachers and teachings or not, according to their inner condition. In other words, there is only so much a non-duality teaching can accomplish until the time of ripeness has arrived. Once ripeness has arrived, those who teach non-duality can serve as harvesters of enlightenment, the fruit pickers. They will keep telling us the same thing. You are that which is beyond all this. But if we are not ripe, we will not be able to hear it deep within. Beyond some inner energetic nudging, few non-duality teachers are able to give practical means enabling us to become ripe for enlightenment. It is only in ripeness that we can fully absorb what they are saying and experience it directly in our own life. Becoming ripe is up to us, and we will likely have to look at a wider integrated routine of practices for assistance in that. That is just how it is. On the other hand, becoming ripe is something that will happen in its own course, depending on the practices for cultivation we are employing, or the lack of them. An orchard that is left on its own may become irregular and full of weeds. It may still produce some ripe fruit, but it will be an affair left much to chance. There are many random events that can happen to disrupt an orchard that is left unattended. Whatever its inherent shortcomings may be, will be left unaddressed. On the other hand, the orchard that is well tended, cultivated, and fertilized will yield ripe fruit with predictability, sweet, luscious fruit that is ready to pick. It is very easy because the cultivating is already done, and the fruit is ready to fall off the tree. Even without any special picking skills, the ripe fruit will fall off the tree, won't it? Teachings that are genuine will be the first to advise a ripe aspirant. You don't need these methods of self-inquiry. Just abide in who you are, through thick and thin, knowing yourself to be the one behind all this, and you will see firsthand the truth of life. This is living naturally beyond the imaginary dream realm of I, me, and mine. Since the last half of the 20th century, a lot has changed. Due to the increasingly widespread availability of effective spiritual practices, many more aspirants are becoming ripe than in centuries past, and the non-duality fruit picking has become much easier. But let us not mistake the fruit picking with the process of good cultivation to ripeness. The fruit that is falling off the trees today has not been caused primarily by the fruit pickers. It has been caused by the millions around the world who have been cultivating abiding inner silence within themselves with meditation and related practices for decades. Those who have taken responsibility for their spiritual cultivation are the ones who are bringing ripe fruit into the world. This is how it will continue, with those who engage in effective daily spiritual practice continuing to lay the groundwork for the spiritual transformation of all humanity. We need Advaita non-duality knowledge and the methods of self-inquiry that it provides. This is knowledge that can bring us inspiration at the beginning of our path, and finally the tools we need when we are ripe and ready to move into the latter stage of our spiritual journey. In between, most of us have much cultivating to do. Let's recognize that the end stage of our journey to liberation is aided by developing a particular understanding of our nature, what is real versus what is not. But let's not forget that becoming ripe is a prerequisite for developing that understanding. The understanding is experiential, deep within stillness, and not primarily intellectual. Getting to the stage of ripeness is our responsibility, and it will occur according to our earnest desire, bhakti, and our willingness to keep up our daily practice for as long as it takes. It is important to keep the horse in front of the cart. Then ripeness will surely come, and we will fall off the tree of illusion into the freedom of eternal, omnipresent oneness.